Hello and welcome to the Jaded Dragon Buffet. This is your host Andrew coming to you live from an undisclosed location. Since this is my first podcast, I figured I would introduce myself a little bit and then we'll go over and figure out what we're going to do today. I am a 17-year-old senior homeschooler, which I absolutely love and would not have it any other way. I think most homeschooled teens out there would agree with me. I was in public school for 3 years, totally hated it. Ugh. This year, we've kind of loosened everything up. We have tried every curriculum in the book. I mean, everyone. We can never figure it out. So this year, we're going more of a unschooled type, I guess, setup, you would say. We were supposed to start last week, and my dad had taken the week off to build a basement, and he said we didn't have to because we're building a, not build the basement, build a bathroom in the basement, sorry. And so we did that, and he let us take off that, so we figured county school, construction, all that kind of good stuff. So we did that. And let's see, I have 3 cats, 2 dogs, 7 goldfish in our pond. I sometimes get things mixed up, so if I do, sorry. The reason I figured I'd do this podcast is just to, I don't know, there's no podcast out there by a homeschooled teen out there about homeschool stuff and other stuff, and I don't know, book reviews I'm gonna do and stuff, so we'll see where it goes. I do have to, after you listen to this, if you would like to leave a comment, you can leave it at jdbuffet.blogspot.com or email me at jdbuffet@yahoo.com. Your input would be very, very appreciated. And if you have any topic ideas, I would greatly appreciate those since I'm a little low. And this is going to be probably a short podcast just to get it out there so I can get some feedback. So if you do listen to this, I would really, really like some topics. I'm a little slim and a little scatterbrained, so I can't really do it. Well, I can do it, I can't figure it out and stuff. So I figured we'd start out with a book review. It would be Dan Brown's Angels and Demons. It's by the author that did The Da Vinci Code, which I have read, and it is a very good book. And oh, by the way, I am a Christian, a nice homeschooled Christian. The book was good. It was a good book. Let's just leave it there. It was a good book, fiction book. I've almost finished this book. It's a very, very interesting book. I will say I've stayed up a couple of nights till 2 o'clock in the morning reading it. So, and lost time, I don't know, the plot is very interesting. I will say I didn't expect who the person was in the main evil dude. I wasn't expecting who it was. There's interesting things, and it goes into, like, antimatter and matter and particle physics, which is really up my alley. So I kind of liked it. What else? It's a good page turner. I could not put it down at all. It's a little long. I think it's just under 1,000 pages. It's 700 and, as I look at the book, 710 pages. So it is kind of long, but I do have the paperback. I don't know how big the hardback is, but this is the paperback version. I liked it. Let's see. Today I put in an application to our local community college. I can't believe I'm old enough finally to go to college. I mean, I remember when I'm 6 years old over at our old house with our other homeschool people doing all sorts of really cool Konos things, and now I'm 17-year-old filling out a college application. By golly, does time fly. I will say that's for sure. Yeah, we went to our co-op a couple days ago, and it was actually quite interesting, because they were going to have it laid out like a traditional school day, which kind of made me freak totally, because it just made no sense. But it was actually really good, because my mom had gotten an email from the person that's putting it on, said, everybody has to line up and bring school lunches, and we're afraid that the people can't use the microwave and fridge is too confusing, so we figured that we wouldn't do that, and all that yucky stuff. And I was like, oh, God, please, no, torture. I've been through school once already. I don't want to go through it again in homeschooling. But it wasn't that bad. Really, it wasn't. I liked it quite a bit. doing zoology about birds and stuff, which is kind of a little review, which isn't too bad. But other than that, yeah, review, it was quite a bit of review in the zoology part, but I did learn a couple things, which I really did like. I mean, I found a couple things, and it wasn't too bad. We're doing art. I did shading. We did pencil shading. I cannot do pencil shading. It's hard. I can never figure it out. The stupid things are so hard. I can't do it and all that stuff. I like chalk and pastels and watercolors and all this stuff. I like doing art and stuff. We also did drama. I don't like being in front of everybody, which is kind of weird. I don't like drama. I don't like being in front of everybody. It just makes no sense. I'm just not that kind of on stage kind of person. So we did that, and stuff. It was pretty good. Tonight I have what our library calls Teen Council, which is what I like to put as the teen's voice at the library, which is basically what it sounds like. A bunch of teens get together. The department head of the staff of the upper adult section and teen sections, usually who leads it, and we get together. She brings us ideas from the director that thinks would be good to bring more teens into the library, and then they run in through us, and we have a good time. Pretty good. We're doing that tonight, and I'll keep you updated. I'll figure I'd at least chime in about it and tell you how it goes. What else? I'm very, very involved at our church. I'm every Sunday, I'm upstairs with the little kids, with the usually first through third graders, helping them out at Sunday school. I'm also in the Wednesday night program, which is very good. I love little kids. They're so cool. I mean, you can act like a total goofball, and they really don't care, because the more goofy you are, the funny you are, and the more they like you. And kind of, you also can't, you can't kind of look down on them, since I'm older. They think, yeah, you're a kid, so what? But you gotta kind of stoop down to the level, because when you do, they absolutely love you. My mom does it all the time. You can't think that you, since you're an adult, you're higher above them, but if you stoop down to those kids' level and think they are on till with you, on thing, they absolutely love you. I love doing that. What else? I have two brothers. The middle brother is a fellow podcaster like me. And the younger brother is a car fanatic. Hopefully, for his school project sometime soon, he wants to restore an old car that still has a carburetor and doesn't run on computers and all that stuff. So we hope he can do that. And school project for me is to get graduated. I cannot wait. I cannot wait to graduate. I remember the first day of my third grade public school. It was horrible. Trust me, if there's any homeschool parent out there listening and you were thinking of putting your kid into public school to give them a taste of it, don't. You will lose all that stuff that you have worked on that so many years to get, I mean, it's just a bad idea. Trust me, public schools are fine. I'm not saying anything. Public schools, they can go. It's a good thing. But, yeah, just didn't work for me. And, I guess I told you I was dyslexic, which isn't too bad. It's kind of funny because I'll, say one thing. I asked my dad one day if the insurance would cover a plane crashing in a house since we live by an airport. And it came out, would our insurance cover our house hitting a plane? Yeah. I.e. dyslexic. My mom is sort of, kind of, too, so I kind of get it from there. And, I don't know, I like music. I told you this was going to be a very random show. Hopefully with more ideas coming from you guys out there, posts and emails, it would be nice. Comments, that kind of stuff would be very nice. So I can get in the flow of it. Since this is my first one, I figured it would go, and it's kind of hard. I have tried 3 times now to lay down the title track, and I have finally gotten to the run of it. I mean, it's so hard. I don't know. Oh, we planted 12-foot sunflowers out this year. Oh my goodness, they are so cool. The head on one of them, the sunflower itself, was as big as a plate. It was so cool. Then we have 2 other small ones and stuff. We have two apple trees, which are doing very well. I don't know. So I guess this would wrap up this podcast, this first edition of the Jaded Dragon Buffet. I guess I should tell you why I picked the name. Jaded Dragon, I've liked Chinese stuff and all that kind of cool stuff, but the buffet just kind of fit because it's going to be a very random show. It's going to have all sorts of stuff, like a buffet has all sorts of dinner items. So I figured, at buffet, it kind of adds a really cool idea. So yeah, that's how I came up with the idea. So, one last time with the information, if you would like to leave a comment or subject ideas, you may leave a comment at jdbuffet.blogspot.com, or you may email me at jdbuffet@yahoo.com, and keep listening, and hopefully I'll use your idea, and who knows. This is the Jaded Dragon Buffet, your host, signing off.